In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus describes four types of ground that any of us can be. Because after all, God did not create us as rock or places where only thorns and brush grow, or people whose lives are dominated by the cares of the world. We are created to be good ground. And there is good ground in all of us. But He has given it over to us to live according to that which we love. If we love the things of the world, and when we think of ourselves, think of our passions and our desires, then we will become not the good ground, but the ground that has been trodden down by the passage of many feet, like the paths that define the highways and byways of the outer world. So it is within us. St. Cyril of Alexandria says that these paths within the heart of the human person are places where the demons and the passions are used to traveling from one desire to another, and back and forth within us they travel and wear down paths from one thing that we want to another thing that we want, and those become hard ground within us, a kind of geography within the heart, defined by our repeating the passions that we come to feel define who we are. And that is not the person that God created us to be. It isn't how we are created to live. Bishop Callistos Ware has described the human heart as that vast place within us where there are huge expanses, as there are in the outer world, high places like mountains, low places like valleys, forests, thickets, and also there ought to be within the human heart a place that is a garden, a place that has been prepared in order to receive the Word of God. All of us have within ourselves the capacity to be any one of these four. We can be like highways and byways established by our passions and the passage of our desires from one place to another. So that's how we think of ourselves. If we look at a map and we see all of the roads and highways, we see if we're going to travel from one place to another, we want to know what those roads are. For some of us, life is all about traveling the passions, tramping down from place to place, making hard ground within us that cannot receive the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is more than just the things that we hear read from Scripture, although that is the Word of God. The Word of God, after all, is God Himself who came into the world to sow His life, to broadcast the seeds of His life everywhere, and it falls on everyone. And if each one of us hears and sees that there is a way of life that can be lived other than the way that we actually live. But if we think of ourselves as the person who is defined by our passions and desires, that hard ground of the repetition of those passions will not receive the Word of God, the possible way of life that can spring up within us and bear fruit. Every one of us could be good ground. And within the human heart, as well as those highways and byways established by the passions, there is also stone, hard places where no seed of the new life can even put down the slightest root. the seed of the Word of God, God's life, Christ making the effort to enter into our life, holds within Himself life. The seed will open. It will sprout. It will spring up. But if there is nothing that we are committed to inside of ourselves other than a determination to be able to stand on our own, close ourselves off from others, not be weak, not be vulnerable, no place, no room for love of others, then our hearts can be hard as granite in some places. Now we think about those people who heard the word of Christ as he traveled through the Holy Land. Those who rejected him with a hardness of heart, or those that rejected him because they were so intent on pursuing a successful life based on the passions and desires as the foundation of everything, and he was just an inconvenience to be gotten out of the way, to be rid of. Were those persons simply and only how they responded to Christ? Were they persons within whom there were no larger spaces, where no possibility existed that a garden could be cultivated to receive the Word of God? It's not so that any of us, as human beings created by God, are simply one of these things rather than another. There is room within the human heart for all of these four possibilities. It's up to us to work the soil within ourselves, to begin by clearing away the brush and the brambles that take up the place that ought to be a garden for receiving divine life to grow up within us, to bear fruit so that we can go out into the world and be sowers of the Word of God ourselves. We call ourselves Christians. Christians are those who bear Christ within themselves, Christophoros. We are meant to bear fruit within our heart and be able to cast the seeds of life through the world and to be the presence of God in the world for others. We can't do that unless we work the ground within ourselves so that it becomes good ground for the flourishing of the life that God has brought into the world. That is our part. At this point, all of us who are here have gathered here in order to receive the life of Christ. This, we are saying, is the center of things for us. And each one of us ought to turn within ourselves and realize that it is our great work, our task, to make ourselves into good ground. There must be some place that is that kind of good ground, or we wouldn't be here. It's our task to till that good earth within us, not to throw trash into ourselves by taking obscene sights into ourselves, not to throw trash on the ground that is meant to be the presence of paradise within ourselves by doing things of an unkind nature to others and polluting the soil within ourselves. It's up to us to do the spiritual work necessary in order to protect that special place within ourselves that is the cultivated ground that receives the life of God into us, so that that place, even though there may be forests within us or tangles or hard ground, so that that good place where the life of God Himself within us can flourish, that place is meant to become a larger place within us. Just as in the beginning, paradise was a small place, but was meant to become such that the whole of the created world became a garden through the work of human beings in the world. That task was lost, but it was returned to us as a task by God coming into the world and making it possible for us to again do as human beings are meant to do, but this time within ourselves. It is by way of human beings that the world will be transformed. God initiated that effort by becoming a human being himself, reestablished the garden in the world again. And that place of the garden must be within the heart of each of us Christians. All of us need to be about the spiritual task of prepare that special best place within us, tilling the ground, pulling the weeds, making a place within ourselves where the love of God can flourish. And how do we do that? We do it by the things that we do in the world, never missing an opportunity to show love and compassion to our husband, to our wife, to our children, to our friends, to those that we meet. By being the love and the presence of Christ in the world, we till the soil within ourselves, and that holy place within us, that is the garden within the heart, expands and becomes larger. It's up to us to remember that that is the center of who we are. We are not defined by the repetition of our passions. We are not defined by places within us that may be hard and unfeeling. We are not defined as who we are by the wild places within us. We are defined by that place within us that is the presence of paradise within our own heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.